Today's shiur is Masechta Becharis on Daf Chav Dalad. We will begin on Daf Chav Dalad, eight lines from the top of the Amud, with the third word on the line, my brisa. The Gemara is going back on what we learned in yesterday's shiur, that there is a brisa which disagrees with what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that halakeich behema menikam and oivet kechavim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if somebody, a goy, comes and sells an animal to a Jew, and that animal is nursing a young, let's say in the case of a cow, is nursing a calf, so we don't have to be worried, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that perhaps she had rachmana, she had mercy on someone else's calf, and that this is really not her calf, and the next child that she'll have will be a Bechar Misafik. We do not say that, but rather we say that she has definitely given birth before, and the next child is not a Bechar. So we learned in yesterday's shiur that there's a Brisa that disagrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel, and now the Gemara asks, my Brisa. What is that brisa which disagrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel? The sign we learned in the brisa. Halakeich behema menikam and oivu kechavim. The same case that we had in our Mishnah. Habo akrav, the next child that this animal has, bechor mesafik. It is a bechor, not vadai, but we have to treat it like a bechor out of doubt. Mipnei shemerachemes afal pi she'enu yoledes. Because the shita of the Tana Kama is, and there this is the one who argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Chachamim hold, that the animal will possibly have mercy. It will adopt, so to speak, a child of another, of a friend, and it will nurse that child, even though it's not her child. And therefore, the next we're not aware that this animal had any children before, and therefore the next offspring will be, according to the Chachamim, will be Misafik Ebechar. And on this, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer, Dover Becheskosai, that the thing remains in its Chazaka. In other words, we assume that it has already given birth before, and therefore, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's not even a suffix that the next offspring is a Bechor. It's definitely not a Bechor. But what do we see from the Tana Kama? That the Tana Kama disagrees. It's possible that it was nursing an animal that was not its child, and therefore the next one is Misafik a Bechor. So here's the Brisa where we see an argument against Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But now there's also a Seifa. There's a second case. V'chein hoy Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, the same said Rav Shimon Gamliel, ha'nichnas l'toich edroi balayla, if somebody goes into his flock at night, we'll soon see in Tosfos, we'll explain why it's specifically speaking about at night, what happens if he goes during the day, ha'nichnas l'toich edroi balayla, v'ro, and he saw, ke'eser, like 10, ke'chamisha esrei, like 15, mafkirois, animals that are giving birth for the first time, v'she'ena mafkirois, there are other animals that are not giving birth for the first time. They've given birth already before. Yoldois, according to the girsa that we have, which is also what the Rambam's girsa is, it would seem also a Tosfos girsa in Divrei HaMasla, ha'nichnas l'toch edrei b'layla, because Tosfos there, after the V'yei Shloimer, says, they gave birth at night. The Bach says that the word here should be menikos, that they're nursing. But lahalacha lamaisa doesn't make any difference, because even if they're menikos, and the same that we had in our mission in the Seifa, where it says the same thing, nichlas l'tach edrei v'ros mafkiris menikos, she'enim mafkiris menikos, it's not only that they're nursing, but they actually gave birth. So, yoldois or menikos, which is tantamount to giving birth. So the only difference is that for some of these animals, it was the first time that they were giving birth, they're mafkirois, and for some, we know that they've already had previous offspring, and it's not the first time that they're giving birth. So that's what he saw when he came at night. Lemacher, the next morning, Hishkami got up, umatz, and what did he find? Zecharim, male children, were tluyois, b'she'ein mafkirois. Rashi says tluyois means tluyin ukruchim v'yankin, that they were attached to, and that they were nursing from the ein mafkirois. So the male offspring were all nursing. They were holding on and nursing from the animals that had already given birth before, v'nekevois, and the female offspring, tluyois b'mafkirois. They were attached and nursing from the animals that had given birth before. So, einoi choshesh, we're not worried, shema b'nasho zu, bo loy etzel zu, that maybe they switched. Maybe in the middle of the night they switched. In other words, Rashi explains that the way he sees it when he comes into his into the pen there with the flock, there's nothing that you have to give to the kohen, because the male ones are attached to the animals that have already given birth before, so they're not b'charim. The females are attached to the ones who have given now, but they're female, there's no din b'char. So based on what he's seeing, he doesn't have to give anyone to the kohen. So, but the Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying, perhaps you would think that maybe we should suspect that the Zecharim really belong to the Mafkirois, and then you, Misafik, you'd have to give it to the Kayin. So on that, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Ein Echayshish, you don't have to worry about it at all. And exactly what he sees, that's what the reality is, that in the, that the Mafkirois gave birth to the Nekevis, the Ein Mafkirois gave birth to the Zecharim, and there's no Chiv whatsoever of Becharim. Now, Tosis in Divrei Maskil Nichas Torah Edrei asks, why do we have these detail here that it happened at night? And what's wrong if it happened during the daytime? So Tosis answers, there's a chiddush here by saying it happened at night. The Afal gav devarei hoisa tchilas leidos in belayla, even though they all gave birth, the mafkiris and the enam mafkiris all gave birth at night, shadayin eno imois makirin v'lad sayin. The mothers don't recognize their children. V'darkan litois belayla, and in the middle of the night, they could make a mistake. Uboloi b'nosho zu etzel zu. We could think that maybe the night is worse than the day. In the daytime, you could establish that this is their child, but maybe at night they switched. Afilohachi loy chashin, and we're not chayish, and we say what you see is exactly the way it took place. So we've established the brisa that argues on Reb Shimon Gamliel, because the Tanakhama here said that you have to be worried, maybe it is having rachmanis on an animal that it did not give birth to. Begins the Gemara now with a question. Iboilu. The Bnei Yeshiva had the following question. What did Reb Shimon Gamliel mean exactly with the words that he said, Dovar b'cheskosai? And the Bach puts in the word, letter Hey, Hadover b'cheskasei. Hadover b'cheskasei, the Kamer of Shimon Gamliel. What did he mean? Did he mean the Einem Erachemes El Imkein Yoledes, that unless it had already given birth, it will not have Rachmanis on a animal that is not its own child? It will not nurse that animal. But if it did give birth previously, so it has already brought out the characteristic of mercy, as every mother has for its child. Once it's brought out that characteristic, then it's possible it would take in a stranger and nurse. Is that what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant? Or dilma dido merachma, deloy dido loy merachma lay. Or is it across the board? If this child is my child, I will have mercy on it. I will nurse it. If it's not my child, even if I've given birth before, I will not nurse this child. So in other words, there is no nafkemina, as the Gemara is soon going to ask right now, lamai nafkemina. In other words, as far as Bechor is concerned, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, either way in this hakira, it'll wind up that the next offspring that is born, there's no din b'chayr. Why? Let's start with the second side of the chakir, which is the easier side. The second side is simple. There's a rule that the mother will not have mercy and nurse a strange child, period. If so, this child is nursing. Obviously, this child is my child. So if this child is my child, then the next one I have can't be a bechor. So according to that side of the chakira, the next one is for sure not a bechor. What's the other side of the chakira? The other side of the chakira is, it's not always such a rule. It depends. That's what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, in ours actually, there's a question, what does becheskosoi mean of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel mean becheskosoi that it's my child? Or does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel mean hadover becheskosoi that I have given birth previously? Either this one or another one. In other words, according to this second side of the Chakira, if I never had another child, I will not nurse. If I had another child, and my mercy has been evoked previously by having another child, then I will bring myself to nurse a stranger's child as well. So, but there's no din b'chayr on the next one because it means I've already had a child. So according to the second side of the chakira, we said the easier side is simple. I only nurse if it's my child. So therefore, if I'm nursing, it means this is my child. The next one is not. No bechor. The other side of the chakira is a suffik. I'm not sure if this is the cow's child or not. If it had children before, then possibly it would nurse a child that's not his, that's not its. If I didn't have a child before, and I don't know the history of this animal, whether it had a child or not, If I didn't have a child before, then I would not nurse another child. But either way, the next child is not a bechor, because either this is my child because I didn't have any children before, or it's not my child and I am nursing, but I've had children before. So the next one is for sure not a bechor. So that's why the Gemara asks right away, l'may nafkamina. What's the difference of this chakira, whether it's a rule across the board that it never nurses a child, or if it had a child previously, it would nurse a stranger's child? What's nafkamina? Le'inyan b'chayr, it'll never be a b'chayr, the next offspring. So the Gemara says, you're right. Le'inyan b'chayr, there's no nafkamina. There's no difference. The difference is, le'milka la mishum oisai v'espinoi, a completely different halacha. If you were to shech the mother, and this child that it's nursing in one day, would you be over on the law of shechting a mother and its offspring on the same day? So now it depends. This will depend on this chakira that we just asked. If you're going to say across the board, it will never have mercy on a child that's not its. So if it's nursing, it means it's the child of the mother. And if you shecht both on the same day, you've shechted for sure the mother and the child on the same day. You're oivron oisav es benoi. But v'i amrat deloiv dido nami merachma. But if you say that there is a possibility that it will have mercy on a child that's not its own. When is that? If it has given birth previously, then it would nurse, right? So you don't know. So then, loy lucky, I can't give malchus for oisav es benoi. I'm not sure 100% that this is its child. It's only its child if it never gave birth before. If it did give birth before, it could be merachim on a child that's not his. So I don't know if it's the child or not. According to this side of the chakira, then it would be loy lucky to my. What is the din in this chakira? Tashima, come in here. And this is going to be from the Reish of our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Halakeich Behemim and Oivet Kechavim, Ein Echosh Shema Benoshel Acheres Hoya. So it seems to be in our Mishnah that Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying emphatically, if you buy an animal from a goy, and the animal is nursing, you are not, by the way, here we see that the Lashon is, we had in the Mishnah, is it Ein Echosh, or is it Ein Choshishin? In our Mishnah we have Ein Choshishin, but the Bach pointed out, like we see here, the way the Gemara brings it down, Ein Choshishin, the man who's buying this animal doesn't have to worry, Shema B'noshel Acheres Hoya. Maybe it's somebody else's child, and it had Rachmanis and it's nursing. So it seems to say clearly that emphatically, that across the board it won't nurse a child that's not its own. The Gemara said, no, no proof. Why? There's one word here which is a very strange word. Ein oichai sheshema b'no shel acheres hoya. What do you mean it was? It should say, ein oichai sheshema b'no shel acheres he. We're not choish that it is a child of another animal. Miktani hu hoyoktani. It says hoya. So the Gemara says that that word hoya is alluding to the following. Hachi kamer. This is what it means. Ein oichai sheshema b'no shel acheres. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if you see it's nursing, it means that this is its child. You're not choishish, it's somebody else. Ela im kain hoya lov lad mikara. That's the word hoya. Instead of saying who, it said hoya, it wants to allude to this. There is one possibility that it's not its child. If hoya, if this animal has already previously given birth, then it would have Rachmanis and nurse another child. Of course, there'd still not be a din bechor because it's given birth previously. So either this is a child to give birth now, or it gave birth previously. Either way, the next child is not a bechor. But you have no raya to the chakira because it could be the Mishnah saying that it's a suffix. I'm not sure if it nursed its own child or somebody else's child. Toshima, come and hear from the seifa of the Mishnah. Nichnas b'toich edra, he went into pen with the herd. V'ro'a es ha-mafkiris menikois, he sees the everybody gave birth. As we explained before, menikos means they all gave birth. And he sees the mafkirois are nursing. The ones who gave birth for the first time are nursing. And he sees v'sheinu mafkiris menikois, he sees the ones who have given birth previously, that they are also nursing a young animal. He doesn't have to worry that maybe it got mixed up. Maybe each one is nursing the other one. And maybe the ones that are attached to the mafkirois really belong to the Einam Afkiris. And the Einam Afkiris belong to the Mafkiris. And that would mean that you, Misafik, you would have to treat them as all as Bechairim. Because maybe they got mixed up. Maybe they didn't get mixed up. You don't know. So maybe you have to treat them all as Bechairim. We're not Chayshish. But rather, we say that the ones that are with the Mafkiris are for sure Bechairim. And the ones that are with the Einam Afkiris are for sure not Bechairim. And you don't say that they're all Safik Bechairim. So am I. Why? Leichush, if you say there's such a concept that an animal will have mercy, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, on a strange animal, if it has already given birth before. So all of these animals have already given birth before. The Einam Afkiris have given birth before, and the Mafkiris have given birth right now. We know they've given birth. This is speaking about where he found all of them to have given birth. The question is it nursing the one it just gave birth to? But they've all given birth either prior or right now. That day they had given birth. So am I leichish dilma rechum irachem? Let's be chayshish that she's having mercy. It would seem to indicate no, that it's crossed the board. It will never nurse a child that's not it. That's not, doesn't belong to it. So the Gemara says no. No proof. Why? B'makam dida loishafka dida merachma deloy dida. You just said that the Bechor is gave birth right now. We know that they all gave birth. So what are you going to say? That maybe it gave up its own child to nurse another? In the ratio of the Mishnah where he's coming with an animal, with a baby, which it's being manic, and we don't know any other history. So in Echanami, maybe it's a strange one that it's being manic. But maybe it gave birth already, and maybe it's nursing a child that doesn't belong to it. But where you know that it just gave birth, and you're going to say, oh, she let go of her own child that she gave birth and started nursing the other cow's child. That doesn't go. We know vadai that each one is nursing their own child. Toshima, come in here. Now we're going to go to the brisa that we learned on the top of the Ovid. The Bach puts in the hay. Hadover b'cheskosai. So the first case over there was where he brings an animal that's nursing a child. And then the Braisa goes on to say, v'chein. And so is the din. You remember the case where he comes in the middle of the night and he sees they gave birth, and the next day he finds Nekevis with the Mafkirois and Zecharim with the Eina Mafkirois. So Rashi points out that the Gemara's question is from this word, v'chein. If you're saying v'chein, it means you're being medame the Resha to the Seifa. They're all the same. So L'chaira, my love, doesn't this mean Resha dumia the Seifa? The Resha is like the Seifa. Ma Seifa vadai didah. By the Seifa, it's for sure that the child that I'm nursing is my child. Why is it for sure? Because we said they all gave birth, and we just set a rule that when you gave birth to a child, you're not going to give up your child for somebody else to nurse somebody. So it's vadai that this one, the Nekevis, are with the Mafkirois, no Bechor, and the Zecharim are with the Einam Mafkirois, again, no Bechor, it's vadai. So af Reisha vadai dida. Then the Reisha is also vadai, if you're saying Vechein. So it comes out, vadai means this answers our Chakira. We asked the question, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said across the board. Or was it not across the board? If the animal gave birth before, it would have Rachmanis on another animal and nurse it. So from here we see clear, Reisha vadai dida. It's not a suffix, it's for sure. The Gemara says, midiyirya, what's the proof? Hai kadisa v'hai kadisa. It may be the Seifa is Vadai, and the Reisha is Suffolk. And for example, Legabe Oisev Espinoi, you'll still have a Suffolk. You won't be able to give him Malkus. If you say Rashi points out, if you say the Reisha is Vadai, then there'll be Vadai Isser of Oisev Espinoi. But maybe I could say it's a Suffolk. And each case, you're going to ask me my Vachain. So if the Reisha is Suffolk and the Seifa is Vadai, so what's the comparison between Reisha and the Seifa? The answer is Aptura de Bechaira. On that, they're equal, because they're both Potter from Bechar. The Seifa, when you have the Nekevis clinging to the Mafkirois, and you have the Zecharim to the Eina Mafkirois, there's no Bechar there. So the Reisha also, the Reisha is no Bechar. Why? Because either this is its child, and the second one is not a Bechar, or this is not its child, like that side of the Chakira. It's given birth before. It's having Rachmanis on an animal that's not it. But it's given birth before. So again, the second child that it's going to have is not going to be a Bechor because it's given birth. Either it gave birth right now with the animal that's nursing, or it gave birth before and it's nursing an animal that's not it, that doesn't belong to it. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ro Chazir, Shekaruch Acher Rachel. What happens if he saw a animal that appears to be, looks like a chazer, a pig, that is attached, clinging, it's manik, the karuch means not only it's clinging, but it's nursing from a sheep, from the Rachel. So, the first halacha states, Peturim in a Bechaira. So Rashi points out, the chazer itself is not going to be a suffix Bechar, because we've learned that if an animal has a child looks like another animal, it doesn't look like a sheep. Like in our case, it looks like a chazir. There's no din Bechar on the chazir. So that's for sure. But what about on the next child that this sheep has? So we learned the first halacha, peturim and a Bechairah. As the Gemara is soon going to say, this is going like Rav Shimon and Gamliel. And we're going to go now in the Havamin of the Gemara that Rav Shimon and Gamliel holds like the second part of the Chakira before. That it's across the board. Whether it gave birth before, it didn't give birth before, it will never nurse a child that's not its own. So therefore, the next child that's born is Potter from Nabachaira. Why? Because obviously, according to Rav Shimon and Gamliel, the Chazer was the child of the Tla. How could a Chazer be a child of the Tla? The answer is, it's malformed. It looks like a Chazer. It's really a sheep, but it looks like a Chazer. That's what we'll have to say, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the next one is, if we go across the board, that I'll never nurse a child that's not mine. It must be this Chazer is my child. The next one is not a Bechor, for sure. V'osr b'achila. But you're not allowed to eat it. Ad yavoi v'yoyret tzadik lochem, as Rashi explains, until Eliyahu HaNavi comes And he will paskin the righteous act. He'll tell you exactly what the psak halacha is. Now the Gemara asks that we have a stira here from the first halacha of Rabbi Yochanan to the second halacha. Why? Potter min abechayra kaman k'Rab Shimon Gamliel, as we just explained. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that this Chazer is definitely the child of the Rachel. So the next one can't be a Bechar. V'osr b'achila k'rabbanan. That's Gemara's question. How could you get to the second din? Because not only is there a question if this child is, according to the Rabbanan who disagree with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, they say that the chazer that's coming out is they hold, like we learned before, that an animal could have rachmanis and nurse a child that doesn't belong to it, right? So this chazer, according to the Rabbanan, is not a malformed sheep. It's a real chazer. So the Gemara is asking that if you, these two halachas are diametrically opposed to one another. They don't make sense. Why? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if the second animal is pater from the Bechaira, it must be because the Chazer is the child of the Rachel. If the Chazer is the child of the Rachel, then it's Mutter Bachila. Because it's really a sheep that just looks like a Rachel, and you're allowed to eat it. If a Tor makes something come out, we see it's born from it, a thing that looks like a Tameh, the halacha is that it's you're allowed to eat it. Let's go according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, if you had chazer shekarach achar rachel, it's possible it's a real chazer. And the rachel had mercy and was merachim according to the chachamim and nursed the chazer. So would it be potter min abechayra? No. The next animal would be chayv in abechayra, misafik. Because maybe this is a chazer, it's not its child. So the next animal would be chayv in abechayra, misafik. What about achila? Achila, according to the Chacham, it should be usher to eat. Why? Because it might be a real chazer. So ask the Gemara, you have a stira here. Come on. Potter min abechayra keman k'Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. If you say potter min abechayra, you're not going like the Chacham. Because the Chacham holds it's a suffix that maybe it's not its own child, the chazer, it's a real chazer. And the next one is chayiv in bechayra mi suffix. So that's going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that the chazer is the child of the rachel, a malformed sheep. And the next one is potter from the bechayra. And then you turn around and say, v'asur bachila. Who's that going like? That's going like the Rabbanim, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's mutter bachila, it's a child, it's my child. Because we're going like the tzad of the chakira, that I vadai would not nurse a child, animal that's not my child. So this chazer must be the child of the rachel. So then it would be mutter bachila. And here you say asur bachila, like the Rabbanan. So it's a steerer from the first din to the second din. Visu ik Rabbanan, if you're going like Rabbanan, my ad yava v'yoyra tzedek lochem. If you're going like the Rabbanan, what does it say? You're not allowed to eat this chazer until Eliyahu Navi will paskin what the halacha is. It should say, "Ad sheyivada lecha dover miboilei," until you find out. And now, what does this mean? That when we say you go to Eliyahu HaNavi, it doesn't mean Eliyahu HaNavi is going to paskin with nevuah. Lo b'shamayim he. It means Eliyahu HaNavi, as a Talmud Chacham, is going to paskin all difficult things. So he's going to paskin. We have a shiloh who swore is correct, or what is the swara? He'll tell us what the correct swara is. But according to the Rabbanan, what's the suffix? The suffix is this a child born from the rachel, and it's malformed, or is it a real chazer? It's nursing, because the chum hold, you can nurse an animal that's not yours. So you have that suffix. So this is not a shiloh in a halacha. This is a metzias. Is this a real chazer or is it a fake chazer? So it should say, until Eliyahu HaNavi will make, Rashi says, gilui milsa. He'll tell you, I know that this is, the metzias is, that this is, either it's a chazer and you can't eat it, or it's not a chazer and you could eat it. But why do you say a chiyore? Yore is a psak halacha. This is not a psak halacha. It's a metzias. Either it's a chazer or it's not. Now, by the way, you're going to see throughout the whole sugya here that Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who paskins the shilas. I mean, we could ask why shouldn't it be Mashiach Moshe Rabbeinu, Shloima HaMelech, Chacham Mikol Adam. Eliyahu Atchiyoyra, Rashi says Atchiyoyra, Atchiyovoy, V'yorah Tzedek, that's Eliyahu HaNavi. The same thing we have that Eliyahu HaNavi, Tishbi Teku. Whenever the Gemara has a suffix in Halacha, it says Tishbi Yitarech, Kushis V'yiboyas. So the same question, why is it Eliyahu who came from the place Tishbi? Eliyahu HaTishbi, why is it him that's going to answer the questions? What about Moshe or Shloima? So I once heard, either in 1967 or 1968, in Camp Torah Vadas, Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zitzel came, and it was Parshas Pinchas, it was in the summer, and he explained this. And he said, we know, the Gemara Chazal say, Pinchas Zu Eliyahu. Pinchas and Eliyahu were the same person. Now, if Pinchas and Eliyahu were the same person, we would expect to find that they have had common character traits. So what was the commonality between Pinchas and Eliyahu? So Rabbi Yaakov said the common denominator was that they both had no sveikus. In the case of Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel, make up your minds, Klal Yisrael. You cannot serve Avodah Zorah and Hashem at the same time. Either Hashem or Avodah Zorah. Don't jump around. Two different opinions. Make up your mind. No sveikus. Pinchas, we know Vayar Pinchas, Roa Maisiv and Iskar Alocha with Zimri. We learned, you taught us Moshe Rabbeinu that if there's Habal Arayis, Habal Arami, it's Kanoim Poigenboy. There's Alocha that you have to kill someone who has illicit relationships with an Arami. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe, wasn't doing anything, the Chazal say, Roa Kien, Chachma vein das vein tvuna b'makom chil Hashem. B'makom chil Hashem ain't cholkin kovod l'rav. That you can't think about your Rebbe at a time, this is a desecration, I have to act. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis tells us that six nisim happened to Pinchas on that day. Zimri could have in self-defense killed Eliyahu. Shevet Shimon, that Zimri was the head of Shevet Shimon, could have killed Pinchas. Shevet Shimon could have killed Pinchas. He endangered his life. The answer is, if you have clarity, which the Shir Das calls Behirus Hadas, you don't have any sveikus. There's not, even if it's Moshe Rabbeinu who is not acting, I must act. Even I'm endangering in my life, I must act. That's a clarity of mind, no sveikus. So here we see the common denominator between Eliyahu and Pinchas, that both of them have no sveikus. That's why La'asid Lavoy, when we have unresolved questions, who's going to be the one, said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that will answer the unresolved questions? That will be Tishbi, Eliyahu Tishbi, Yitaritz, he will answer, Cushes, all the unresolved questions, Viboyas, and difficult questions that we have, like Argamor over here, that will all be answered by the one who never had Sveikus, Eliyahu Navi. So we're getting back to this Gemara. We want to understand, who's the author of these halachas of Rabbi Yochanan? Is it Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or the Rabbanan? Seems to be a stira. And if you can't eat it based on the Rabbanan, so it should say that Eliyahu will tell us the Metzias, whether it's a pig or whether it's a malformed sheep. But it's not a question of a Psak Halacha. And now a third question. If, in fact, V'chi Tema, and if you're going to tell us, that he has a suffix, whether the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel or Rabbanan. In other words, the Reisha says what your Patur min ha-Bechayra, because it's going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And then he says you can't eat it, not because he holds like the Rabbanan, but because he doesn't know is the halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel or like the Rabbanan. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you could eat it. According to Rabbanan, you can't eat it. So misafik, you can't eat it. But imisafkalei, am I patur min ha-Bechayra? But if you have a suffix, then why is the ratio? Why is he parted from Bechayra? There should be a din, the chumra, that it's a Bechayra, the next child, because maybe the halacha is like the Rabbanan. Maybe this is not its real child, it's a real chazer. And the second child will be a din Bechayra. So why do you say in the ratio, Peturim and a Bechayra? Vesu, and a fourth kasha. Mi misafkalei, v'omer rabbi barachana, omer rabbi yoichanan, this is the same rabbi yoichanan, call Makam Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishnasenu, wherever Rav Shimon Gamliel says halacha, and he argues with someone, halacha kamaisa. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Chutz, with three exceptions. May Erev, v'tzidon v'rayach reina, except for these three different sugyas and shas, where there's a machloikis, the halach is always like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So if so, you can't say as a suffix whether the halacha, it would work out good if you say it's a suffix in Rabbanan or Rav Shimon Gamliel, who the psak is, then it makes sense what Eliyahu HaNavi will paskin, who's right, who swore is right. That's a psak halacha. But there's no suffix who the psak halacha is like. We know we paskin always, Rabbi Yochanan himself said that he always paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. If so, our question comes back. The Reish is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Seif is going like the Rabbanan. What's going on here? The Gemara answers, well, Oilam Pshit Le Alach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Be'emes, it's Pashit that the Alach is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And that what? That he's Potter from a Bechaira. But you know what we're going to change from what we learned before? We were saying that Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita is like the second part of the Chakira, which is across the board, that he never nurses a child unless it's its own child. That we're going to change. You know what the suffix is? Like the first part of the Chakira. The first part of the Chakira was, we're going to include the first part of the Chakira. Miu misafkale, we have a suffix, and on this suffix, Yore is going to paskin. What's the suffix? I don't know what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. Isover Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yoledes merachemes, or Yena merachemes. Does he say across the board, it never will nurse a child that doesn't, that's not its baby, that's not its child? Or does he say, if it previously gave birth, it will have? That's the suffix. So, and on, we really paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So as far as Bechor is concerned, the second child for sure is not a Bechor, Memanavshach. But the suffix will be like Legabi Oysoy Vespinoy. Is it definitely its child and it's a sheep that looks like a Chazer? Or is it a Chazer because it gave birth before and now it's nursing a Chazer? That suffix, I don't know. Or did he say across the board that there, it will never nurse a child that's not its own, and this is its child. It's a malformed sheep. That's the suffix, and that's what Elio is going to paskin, and the nafkamin is, so that's good for what the Gemara asks now. Ihachi, I still don't understand it. Good. You answer the steerer between, the Reish and the Sefer. It's going like a Shimon Gamliel, but I still have a suffix, and because I have a suffix, I can't eat. Even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, I can't eat. Because maybe this is really a chazer. There's a possibility. It gave birth before, and this is a chazer. That's why I can't eat it. But ihachi, ad ashmin chazer, why do you have to make this far-fetched case of a chazer, lishmin and tle? Let's speak about a tle, and I still have a suffix. What's the suffix? The suffix we had before, lemilki olem shemoyis of espinoi. The suffix will be, like we learned before, in the Nafkamin and the Chakira, whether there'll be a Chiv of Oysu Espinoy or not. So the Gemara says no. Chazer Itzterchalei. He had to tell you Chazer because he has a Chiddush in Chazer. The Iyash mean it Tlei, if he would have told you the case of Tlei Havamin, I would have said, Im Timtzul Oymer, if you say on that side of the Chakira, the Sover Yoledes Merachma Demina, that a Yoledes could have mercy on its own kind, if it gave birth previously, there was such a tzad in the Chakira, but maybe only mino, maybe it's only on a sheep that looks like it, but the loy mino loy, but maybe if it looks like a chazer, that even if it gave birth before, perhaps Rav Shimon Gamliel would hold that it will not have mercy on that chazer. And if it is nursing the chazer, what's the proof? The proof is that it's definitely its child. Because if it wasn't, it wouldn't be a child. It would never nurse an animal that doesn't look like a sheep, that looks like a pig. I would have thought like that. That's why I had to tell you the case of Chazer. Ashmina Chazer. Vafilu delav mina nami dikalamemer dilma rachma. That's why I told you Chazer, that even by Chazer, I still have a suffix whether you can eat it, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because there is a possibility it's nursing a real Chazer. That's why you can't eat it, misafik. Even though it doesn't look like a tleh, if it gave birth already, it'll have rachmanis and nurse that chazer. V'hainu, the amar Rabbi Yochanan, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, boi achoi beribi. Rabbi Yochanan said that this is the pshat in a question that achoy beribi, Rashi says beribi means, as we turn to daf chav dalal mabez, Adam gadol v'chashiv b'dayri, a very chashiv, he was the gadol ador. What was his question? Ra chazir, shekarach achar rachel ma'u. What's the deal with a chazir that is attached to a rachel? And as the Gemara is going to progress, we're going to see that the shaila of Rabbi Choy is this shaila that we just had. Will an animal have mercy on an animal that does not look like it and nurse it or not? So this shaila that we ended up on Amud Aleph, that's good for the shaila of Rabbi Choy on Amud Beis. As the Gemara now develops, Maikama Boiler, what's the shaila of Rabbi Choy? Ilema Labachoyra, if he has a question, what's the din by a chazer? That the second child that this Rachel will have, will it have a din of Bechar or not? And his suffix is, who's the halacha like? Is the halacha like Reb Shimon Gamliel or like the Chachamim? If it's like Reb Shimon Gamliel, the second child is definitely not a Bechar. If the halacha is like the Rabbanon, the second child is a suffix Bechar. So maybe that's a shaila. So what do you have to bring in the chazir to boil a tla? The same question like we had on Amud Aleph. Why make it complicated with a chazir? So you have a question by tla. We don't know who the pasukim like. Reb Shimon Gamliel or the Chachamim, if that's his question. So the Gemara says that is his question, but here, I'll tell you why I don't have it by tla. I have it by chazir. Ki kame boile lebechayra valibe de rabbanan. He has a double question over here. He has a question pertaining to Bechayra, according to the Rabbanan, by Chazer, and he has a question by eating, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. And now the Gemara develops each question. Libechayra, vafil Rabbanan, the Amri Merachma, Rabbanan hold that an animal will have mercy on a strange animal. And therefore, maybe this Chazer is not, or this tle is not its child, and therefore the second child is misafik a bechayr. So I have a shaila when it comes to chazir. Vafilu rabbanan d'amri merachma, ki merachma demina. I could say maybe it only has rachmanis on its own kind. The loy mina loy, but on a chazir not. And then if the rabbanan would hold that, it would mean that the chazir is its child. If the chazir is its child, then the next one is definitely not a bechayr. That's my suffix. That's Rabbi Choy's suffix. Or maybe on the one that doesn't look like the mother, she's also merachem. And then the Rabbanan's suffix is still here. Maybe it's a chazer. And maybe the second one is the bechar. L'achila, I have the same shaila pertaining to eating. Vafilu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Imtin soloimer sover, you let it's merachem. He holds that if she gave birth already, she'll have rachmanis on a child that's not its own. Maybe that's only demina, if it looks like her. But the lav mina, if it's like a chazer that doesn't look like her, maybe she won't have rachmanis. Loi. And if she won't have rachmanis, and yet she's nursing this child, it's a raya that this child is her child. And therefore, it's not a chazer. Therefore, it's a look like a chazer. And therefore, it would be mutter bachila. It won't be Aser Bachilu Misafik. Oidilma, the Lav Mina Nami Merachma. This is my Safik. This is Rabbi Choy's Safik. Or maybe, even by Lav Mina, it also will have Rachmanis on a Chazir. And therefore, I will not be able to eat it, because it's a Safik. Is it a Chazir? Is it not a Chazir? Is it only, was it really my child? Was it not my child? That's a Safik. So Teiku. So we see that this shaila of Rabbi Choy revolves around the same issue that we had on Amud Aleph, and that's why the Gemara brings it in, that Chazir presents a new dimension in the complexity here of the sugya of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because Chazir is lav mina, and therefore even if you entertain, according to the Rabbanan, or according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that an animal will nurse sometimes a child that's not its own animal, but perhaps by a chazir is different because it's lav mina. The Gemara remains with a taiku. Begins the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shulam Oimer. Now this is based on a pasuk in Devarim, Perek Tezvav, pasuk Yutes. Lo sagoyz bechar tzeinecha. There's an issur to shear the wool of a animal, of your sheep. So now the problem of our Mishnah is you want a shecht. And there, Rashi brings down there's an issue of chalada. Chalada is it's concealed. It's concealed. The knife is concealed within the hair. So by chulin is not a problem. You take a scissors and you shear off the wool and you expose the area of the makam shechita. It's not concealed anymore. And then you shecht. However, here we're speaking about a bechor. And a bechor, there's an isser of loisogos. So what do? You have a problem. On the one hand, you can't shear the wool. On the other hand, you have to shear the wool because or else it will be concealed. So what do? Says Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam Omer, Hashoich is a bechor. Oyseh makam bikupitz. The Gemara is going to say that it's really likupitz. Likupitz is a meat cleaver. Really, the Gemara, the Mishnah could have used the word sakin. Sakin is a small knife. It wants to tell you, even by a kupitz, which is a meat cleaver, which is a larger knife, and you're going to have to remove a lot of hair so that there should not be chalada when you're shechting, but still, you're allowed to do it. What can you do? Oyseh makam likupitz. You make a place for that the kupitz should be able to shecht. Mikan and mikan, you remove the hair. V'toilesh es haseyor, and you can pluck out the hair. Now, the Gemara is going to have a shaila, but we'll learn pashut that right now that you're doing this intentionally because I goizes, but toilesh is not goizes. And as the first part of the Mishnah is you put the hair on the side, means you just make a party. The second part is telling you, and I can even rip it out, because ripping is not goizes. The Torah says, leisigoiz b'char tzoynecha. You shouldn't shear it. This is not shearing. That's the part. We'll see the Gemara has a different shot in a second. Ubelvad shaloi yizizenu b'mkayma. However, you shouldn't remove it from its place. What does it mean? It means once you've cut that hair and made the spot, you should intermingle that cut hair with the existing hair that's on the neck. Why? Because otherwise, Rashi says, it appears to people as if you are being goizes, kachim, and therefore it's aser. Tosis raises in this first Tosis, at the end, he asks the question, why is this mishnah dafka by b'chor? There's an iser of goizes even by regular kachim. So we could have this issue by regular kachim as well. Tosis gives a number of terutzim. I'll mention a few. The first one teretz Tosis says is that because it's the only thing that's noig bizman hazeh, we shech the b'chor that has a mum. Other kachim, there's no kachim as manazeh. And the second is, since the whole problem here is the chalod, the concealment, by a bechor, you have to wait till it gets a mum in it. So the hair really grows long, and the problem of concealment is, chalod is more apropos to a bechor. And finally, Tosis says at the end, v'oid, mishum delav devaloisigah, is b'bechor ksiv. The other kachim are learned from bechor. But the ikr lav of gezeiz by bechor, that's why this mishnah applies to bechor. But really, it could be the same mishnah by any kachim as well. The mishnah continues, v'chein, the bach puts in the hay, ha-toilesh es ha-seyer. If somebody rips out hair, liris makam mum, and he wants to show the chacham should decide that this is a bechor with a mum, so he rips out the hair so that he can see the place and see if there is a mum there, he's allowed to do it as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, halacha Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. Boy minei mi Rav Huna. They ask the following question, Rav Huna. Kenegdo biyontiv mau. Rashi explains, if you're speaking about chulin, not kachim, not bechor, you're speaking about chulin, he wants the shech. Now we know, shechita on yontiv is mutter. It's oichel nefesh. Anything for oichel nefesh is mutter. However, if there would be some problem, that's Gemara's question here, is there a problem with doing the geziza on yontiv? If there would be a problem, can't say, well, it's oichel nefesh, if you're allowed to shecht, you could do geziza as well. No, the geziza for the makam shechita, you could have done erev yontiv. Shechting, you can't do erev yontiv because the meat spoils. It's not going to have the same good taste as if you shecht it fresh, and therefore, that's mutter because of oichel nefesh. But if geziza is osir, there wouldn't be a heter of achal nefesh. So now, what's the issue? Whether the mishnah should be mutter on yontav as well? Because let's analyze the reason of Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam. Why is he mutter in our mishnah? Do we say time at Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam by bechor not, which is not speaking about Yontif. Do we say that the reason Rabbi Yisrael Mishum by Bechar is Mishum de Kesavra, Toilish lav hanagaisis? Toilish is not gaisis. The Torah says, Lay si gaisis. By Bechar, this is not gaisis. If so, ubi Yontif Aser. Then if we wanted to have the same case on Yontif, could he pluck out, for example, the hair and make place for the Makam Shechita on Yontif? It'll be Aser. Why? The Havalei Oikar Dover Megidulai. Because you're ripping out something from its source. And here, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, and the same Tosfos in the next Amud, Chafei Amud Aleph, third Tosfos, Amar Rish Lakish says, Le'inyan Shabbos Yesh L'chayev Mishum Tolda D'Goizes, Kechol Oikar Dover Megidulai B'Bal Echayev. If you rip out something from a Barachai, it's Oikar Dover Megidulai, and it's a Tolda of Goizes. So in other words, by Bechor, Rabbi Yossi ben Mishulam was Matir, because Toilesh is not Goizes. And the Torah says Goizes and not plucking. Goizes means with an instrument, and Goizes, and Toilesh is plucking. So that's not Aser. That's as far as Bechor is concerned. But when it's a Hilchus Yontif Shaila, then we say, on Shabbos or Yontif, even Toilesh is Aser, because it's a Tolda. You don't have a concept of tolda by Bechor. But by Shabbos and Yontif, you have a tolda. So Toilish is a tolda of Goizes, or other Rishonim say that, I'm sorry, the Tosfos says it's a tolda of Goizes. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Ches Halacha Gimel says that it's a tolda of Kaitzer, of reaping. It's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. But either way, you're dealing with a tolda of an Isser. So if the whole heter of our mission is Toilish is not Goizes, that won't help me for Yontif, to Shecht on Yontif, to be Goizes that Mokum, where it's not Oichel Nefesh, as we explained, because you could have done it before Yontif. And there's an Isser Goizes, because Toilish, Legabe Yontif, is Goizes. That's one side of the Chakira. Oidilmor, maybe, Ba'almus of Rabbi Yisrael Mishum, Toilish, Haina Goizes. The reasoning of Rabbi Yisrael Mishum is not because Toilish is not Goizes. Toilish is always Goizes. Doesn't matter if it's an instrument or plucking with your hand. Behind the time of the Shari, so why was he Matur in our Mishnah? The Havale Dover Shainim is Chavik. Because we have to read the Mishnah differently. That's when I learned the Mishnah, I said one way, and in the Gemara we're going to see a different way. We learned the Mishnah of a Toilish as a Seyar means that you can intentionally rip out the Seyar. Now he's saying, no, you're not allowed to intentionally rip it out. The reason you're allowed to part the hair and make place for the kupits is that even if you part it and accidentally some of the hair is ripped out, that'll be mutter because it's Einam Eschavet. We have a machlokes Reb Yudin and Reb Shimon, whether Einam Eschavet is mutter or aser. Reb Shimon holds Einam Eschavet is mutter, and Reb Yossi ben Mishulam, the Gemara wants to say, will hold like Reb Shimon that Einam Eschavet is mutter. So if the reasoning of our Mishnah is not that Toilish is not Goizes, Toilish is Goizes, but our Mishnah doesn't mean that you intentionally ripped out the hair. It means when you parted the hair from side to side, you might unintentionally, Einam Eschavet, rip out some hair. That's mutter, because Einam Eschavet is mutter. If so, if that's the reason of our Mishnah, behind the time of the Shorei Davalei, Dover Shein Eschavet, ubi Yontif Dover Shein Eschavet mutter, on Yontif Dover Shein Eschavet is mutter. So that's the Nafka Minna, two ways to learn the Mishnah. Either it's intentional or not intentional, and the Nafka Minna will be Gabi Yontif, Amar Lahu. So Rav Huna said back to them, who asked him the question, Zil Shal Rav Chananel, go ask Rav Chananel, Yomar Allah Rav Yesh Ben Mishulam. As Rashi explains, did Rav Chananel say in the name of Rav that the Allah is like Rav Yesh Ben Mishulam? If he did, then Ifshit Lahu, then I'll tell you what the svara of Rabbi Yisrael ben Mishulam is, and the nafkemina will be legabe yontiv asu shailu. So they went to Reb Chananel. They asked him, "Is the halacha like Rabbi Yisrael ben Mishulam?" Amar lahu, "Hachi Amar Rav." This is what Rav said. Halacha Rabbi Yisrael ben Mishulam. The halacha is like Rabbi Yisrael ben Mishulam. Asu lekameder Rav Huna. They came back to Rav Huna, and Amar, and he, they told him that we were told that the halacha is like Rabbi Yisrael ben Mishulam. Amar lahu. So then he told them, Kenegdoi biyantiv mutter. Now I'll give you the answer to your question. The svar of Rabbi Yisrael ben Mishulam and Amish is not that Toilish is not Goizes. Toilish is Goizes. If you do it with kavana, it would be Usser. The reason it's mutter non-mishnah is because the davar she'einu mischaven. You're just trying to part the hair to make place that the knife will not be concealed. So if you, in doing that, rip out unintentionally, it's she'einu mischaven mutter. If the reason is because davar she'einu mischaven mutter, then not only is it mutter by p'chor, it's also mutter by yontiv, because Rabbi Yosi ben Mishul will hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that davar she'einu mischaven is mutter.